1-800-875-1944.
Congressman Joe Wilson won't apologize again, even if the House Dems censure him. A man who backed the former governor of Illinois like no other. He was set to do jail time, apparently commits suicide. Wait till you hear that story. Thousands and thousands descend upon D.C. over the weekend. We'll talk about that for a giant tea party. And Barack Obama, your president, does an exclusive deal with 60 Minutes where he talks about a couple of things, including how he feels about being called a socialist over and over again on many talk shows. And when he, you know, there's people that are shown with placards and stuff marching in the streets at various events or at town hall meetings or whatever. And also, of course, the big one, coming off of a week of the health care reform debate at its highest vibration. So he sits down, like I said, with 60 Minutes. This is, you know, after the football games and whatnot. I think it was a pretty big audience. And here's what he said as far as health care is concerned.
Well, here's a conversation I had with one of my advisors early on in this process. He said, I've been in this town a long time. I think this is the year we're going to get health care done. But I guarantee you this will be pronounced dead at least four or five times before we finally get a bill passed. I believe that we will have enough votes to pass not just any health care bill, but a good health care bill that helps the American people, reduces costs, actually over the long term controls our deficit. I'm confident that we've got that. Now, you're right. So far, we haven't gotten much cooperation from Republicans, and I think there's some who see this as a replay of 1993-94. Young president comes in, proposes health care. It crashes and burns, and then the Republicans use that to win back the House in the subsequent election. And I think there's some people who are dusting off that playbook. In terms of the Democratic Party, they all understand we have to make this happen. We're not going to get a better opportunity to solve our health care issues than we have right now. And that's why I'm confident that in the end we're going to get this done. Well, here's how we do it. We spend over $2 trillion on health care every year. So we spend more per person on health care in this country than any other country by far.
Right.
So if we can just make some small changes that make the system more efficient, the waste and abuse, the money that's already being spent that's not making people healthier, that money can go to provide a better deal for those without insurance, and over time can actually reduce the cost for those who already have health insurance.
All right, so it's interesting. That was a big part, if you didn't see it, of that conversation on 60 Minutes with Steve Kroft. And you know, Kroft, it's like he said to him, if it came down to getting the plan passed, would you be willing to do more in the area of tort reform and malpractice insurance? Because, of course, you know, that's my feeling, is you really need tort reform, and you really need to lift the insurance bans across the states to make it more competitive so you can shop for health care. It would become cheaper because of the competition. And he said that, and you heard that answer, that was part of what he said, that, of course, with reducing costs and patient care and all that sort of stuff, he's saying that the caps, you know, don't do that, but there are other ideas out there. And he did keep saying that, you know, doctors organizations like the AMA, which many of the doctors I spoke to didn't support what the AMA had to say and thought it was, you know, kind of like their arms were twisted and the AMA decided to give their blessing. The bottom line is this is the Hail Mary for Barack Obama, I think, with health care. Does it really pass? Will he really make a connection with somebody in the end zone and those somebodies being the legislators enough to get this thing passed? And as he said, a really good health care bill. Now, the other thing that he talked about was the whole idea of socialism, you know, that constantly he's being called a socialist with what's been happening and the bailouts and the stimulus plans and other things that Obama has decided to do since he's been in office. And this was his response to Kroft.
Let's think about it. On the banking issue. When I walked in, the banking system, the financial system was on the verge of collapse. And what have I done? I've essentially taken the program that was voted on by the previous Congress, supported by the previous Republican president, and we've made it work. So that didn't originate under my watch. With the auto companies, before I took office, Uncle Sam was writing them billions of dollars worth of checks without holding them accountable. And what we said was, if you're going to get taxpayer money, then you've got to be accountable to taxpayers by restructuring. What I think is a legitimate concern, because this did happen under my watch, is that we initiated a big recovery act, $800 billion. And the reason we did so was that every credible Democratic and Republican economist at the time when we came in said, if we don't have a stimulus of some sort, then this is potentially going to get a lot worse.
All right, so there's the explanation from Obama. The other thing he was asked as well is about Congressman Wilson and should he be rebuked. There was a lot of talk about that. I mentioned that at the top when I first cracked open the mic, that there's a chance the House will censure him. In fact, that's what they're going to do if he doesn't apologize. Obama said this is part of what happens. It becomes a big circus instead of us focusing on health care, so he sort of evaded that one. Dana is listening to us in Texas. You're our leadoff hitter, so to speak. How are you?
I'm okay, Kay. How are you?
Good, thank you. It's a relaxing weekend. I hope you had one, too.
Well, we just had nothing but rain and rain.
I know.
And rain.
Exactly.
We go from feast to famine, you know. We go without eating for a long time, and then it just doesn't know when to stop.
Exactly.
Did you get to see any of the Washington stuff on TV?
Yes.
Okay. Then you saw all the familiar baby boomer faces, huh?
It
amazed me. Most of the people, it seems like, that are really in the know of this and are really coming forward and speaking up for us baby boomers again. You know, I think it's amazing. I think it's very commendable. I didn't see a whole lot of 20 and 30-year-old faces, but, you know, cameras scanned crowds, and they may have been there, but it was just amazing to me as to how many baby boomers were there.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think you saw a lot of people in their 40s, in their late 40s,
yeah,
early 50s.
Yeah. 40s and on. 40s
yeah,
and on.
I think so, too. Yeah, and you know what's interesting is, though, I'll tell you, I mean, really, it was a very calm showing at Freedom Plaza, and that's what I would have expected, because you had thousands of people. Those overhead camera shots were amazing to see, but I expected that there would be a lot of outpouring of people when they took, you know, when they were moving from the White House to the Capitol and all that sort of stuff. So I wasn't surprised, I guess.
Someone emailed me an article about it, and they had a picture. And I have no idea where on the Capitol or where they took it from, but it was just miles of people down the street. It was just amazing. And I thought, yes, you know, this should speak out strong and loud. You know, listen to us. We have something to say. And maybe Obama will pay attention. And I hope Al Wilson never apologizes again. I love what he did.
All right, thanks, Dana. I don't think that Congressman Joe Wilson will apologize. He said that, and I think it was pretty clear. And if he gets the censure from the House, so be it. That's probably what will happen. We'll talk about what some of those protesters had to say next on ATN.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as I like to say, coast to coast and everywhere in between, even beyond our borders. Thank you very much. You can always flip us an email, americatonight.net. Promise we'll get to the mailbag later in this show. One of the big things was the protesters who showed up on D.C., on the mall area. There were thousands. Originally it was reported there was like a million, but it was closer to 70,000, but there was a wave of momentum. You could see that. And Freedom Works Foundation, it's basically this conservative organization that's led by the former House Majority Leader Dick Armey, organized a ton of the groups from across the country. They were calling it the March on Washington. They weren't the only one. Certainly there were others that came there from other organizations. It was part of kind of a bigger Tea Party, if you will, if you go back to April. And it's people that did, you know, are tired of the economic stimulus packages and bank bailouts and what's happening with our debt, et cetera, and ultimately where what kind of a deficit are we leaving for the future kids of America and that sort of stuff. I listened to a lot of what the protesters had to say, most of them, of course, making their own way on their own dime to D.C., and all seemed to be in agreement when they were asked about health care. They didn't want to see unchecked spending on government-run health care on this option, on this public option, because they think, you know, that leads to inflation and ultimately economic ruin. Just pile that on. And a lot of the people who were interviewed, from what I could see, said they came there for the first time. They have now in their lives become very political because they're upset by the government spending. It all came back to the spending, and ultimately health care and how that relates and whatnot. And, you know, I mean, I'll say it again so you know. If you've tuned in, you've just heard me, you have no clue who I am, how I feel about the health care reform. I think we should have health care reform, but when you talk about, and I'll just lump it into that government takeover, I don't like the idea of the public option because of what I keep coming back to. The same things everybody asks. How are you paying for it? How does this become a reality? How do you not thrash everything else? how can the way government moves, how can you take this and make this pretty effective? I mean, how can you make this, it's never, it wouldn't be 100% effective anyway. How could you make this, let's say, 85% seamless? That'd be a good number, right? 85% seamless. Hopefully you'd be in the positive number of 85%. But you still really never get any answers to that. That's the thing. You know, that's constantly what you hear at these town hall meetings. Just answer the question. Somebody answer the question in a sane way where you can say, okay, specifically, here's where this is coming from. And the reason why is because you got to move this money around. And a lot of it is money that's not there. And that's ultimately what I keep coming back to. And that's what you saw in the frustration, I think, of a lot of people that were marching, certainly. Jana is listening to us in the great state of Iowa. Jana, as always, you're welcome on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. A couple of things I want to touch on. The only good thing I heard out of Obama this weekend was that he's going to tax the Chinese tire imports that are coming into the United States. And I don't know how much that'll upset China and what they'll do in return, but I'm glad that he's going to do that and help our tire industry.
Yeah, I think it's good, but unfortunately what's happened is that the Chinese, Jana, have shot back. And so now they're taking a chunk out of the U.S. and they're saying where normally they would, they're moving to retaliate against the tire tariff.
Uh-huh.
And so what they've decided to do is impose tariffs on automotive products and chicken meat because that's big as
now
a result.
So they're costing people.
This is brand new. This just happened. I'm glad you brought this up because I was going to talk about it in the show. I found this out right before I went on the air. So you're right. I would have applauded that decision. The tariff was up to 35% on the Chinese tires, right?
Uh-huh.
Because remember, that was one of the things Obama said. He said he was going to help labor unions, that he would enforce trade laws, especially against China, because that's become the big factory. And the United States has lost, you know, tons of manufacturing jobs. But now China, because they can dangle that carrot over our head with the debt of ours that, as you know, they hold, they decided to shoot back. And what they've done is exactly that, that they're not going to, where people are making parts and that would go to China, they're saying, no, we're not going to take those parts now. So some people are going to lose a lot of jobs, and the farmers are going to be in trouble, because that's a big thing with the farmers too. You know, that's what the farmers wanted. They lobby big time for that. They want access to the Chinese market because you're talking about 1.3 billion people. So I wonder how much this tit for tat is going to go back and forth. It's kind of scary, but I agree with you. Originally, I said the same thing. I think it's great that he did that, but unfortunately now it's going to cost the farmers and it's going to cost some people their jobs if that continues.
Well, I knew that China was going to hit back as soon as I heard that, but I hadn't heard what they had proposed to do yet, and I'm glad you informed me of that. Something else I want to mention to people, since we had all these people out protesting this weekend, don't just think that's going to take care of it. I want to encourage anybody, whether they vote or they don't, or whatever political affiliation they have, to keep the pressure on their congressman and keep this health care bill from passing. And I also wanted to touch on that Yale student that they found.
Oh, yes. So sad. They think they found her in the wall.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just, you don't know what to think nowadays with stuff like that. It just seems so horrible, you know.
And she was supposed, this was a girl, so people know that Janice bringing up, I'm glad you brought that up too. It's just so depressing. This young woman was 24 years old. She's a graduate student. Annie Lee was her name. She was supposed to be married in Long Island, and, of course, she went missing. They believe that they found her inside the wall of a building at Yale University, so they assume it's her anyway. Of course, they're running the tests to make sure, but it's so far in appearances, it seems that way. So can you imagine the family and how they feel? She was supposed to get married on Sunday. Instead, they might have found her remains. She was last seen like 10 o'clock in the morning last Tuesday. They saw, you know, pictures, Jana, of her leaving the buildings and stuff, and now it looks like they discovered her body. Just awful. What is the deal with that?
I don't know. And then I wanted to ask you if you watched our ball game.
I did, and you know what? We're going to talk about it in sports shorts, but do you know that nobody nailed the score?
I know. I came awfully close, though.
You did. There were a lot of people that came close, and absolutely, you said 23-18 was your 17, guess.
23-17.
It's 23-17,
and
Packers.
And it's 15-21, yep.
Yeah. Do you believe it?
Well, I wanted to touch base on those things and see what you had heard about the Chinese tire episode. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad that you called, Jana, as always. Sorry you didn't win, but remember, next week we'll do it again. Maybe you'll be a winner next time.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 800-259-5791. You know, the tail end of that, Jana brings up the 24-year-old student, and Yale was offering this big reward for any information. People that worked with her said she was excited about her wedding, her family, her fiancé, friends were just stunned by her disappearance. She was a pharmacologist student, and they were testing the clothes that were found in ceiling tiles in the building, and the bloody clothes were the potential evidence that they're using, but they believe that they found her and found her remains. So again, just a very stunning, sad end perhaps to this story. Let's hope they catch the freak who did this, or people who did this, or whatever, because the idea that somebody wiggles out of that after that whole campus was turned upside down is just too much to bear, I think, for that family, and certainly the timing, the whole thing's just sickening. And the bigger thing that Jana brought up is the thing that I was emphasizing about China and what's going to happen here. Because now with the hit back, that's going to affect, as I said, targeting, you know, the Chinese targeting basically the auto industry and chickens. That's two big folks in the United States, our automotive industry and, of course, our farmers, like I mentioned. And you know what? They've got some political clout to perhaps dissuade Obama from aggressively challenging China's policies. Maybe there's going to be a back down of that. The other thing that you wonder is how far China would go anyway because of the debt situation, which was something I was concerned about all along. China has accumulated $2 trillion in foreign reserves, mostly in treasury bonds and other dollar-denominated assets, and held down the value of its currency, which has, to be honest, kept Chinese goods inexpensive in foreign markets, so their exports have soared. It's worrisome, I'll tell you that. Stay with us.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over you're smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods. 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
Not us.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
At a big-time ex-fundraiser like for the former governor of Illinois, overdoses, and is sadly for his family, is gone. He was about to do a prison sentence. However, one of the things he didn't do was rat out Governor Blago. And the reason why is because for his testimony, I don't think he was called to do that, but this former chief fundraiser was a guy named Chris Kelly. And, I mean, raised tons of money for Blagojevich, no question about it. What happened was police found him at a lumber yard. They say he overdosed on a prescription drug. And, you know, they're still investigating the drugs and all that stuff. He's 51 years old, but they're doing the autopsy and, you know, all that sort of stuff. The bottom line in the Chicago shakeup of politics, if you remember, he pled not guilty to charges that included a federal indictment alleging that Blagojevich sought to sell or trade Obama's former U.S. Senate seat, that whole mess. And, of course, the former governor denies doing that. This guy, Kelly, was a big-time gambler. He ran up all kinds of debts at the Vegas casinos and everywhere else. He was part of the inner circle of the former governor. He was part of that tight circle along with convicted influence peddler, and that's a great name for him, Tony Rezko. Rezko, of course, is supposedly cooperating with the feds after being convicted of taking part in the $7 million payoff deal. So this Kelly pled guilty to taking part in the fraud against United Airlines and American Airlines. What the gist of it was, for work on their hangars at O'Hare Airport, which is one of our biggest in the country, of course, the plea agreement with the prosecutors called for him to serve 5 years in prison on top of the three for tax offenses. And then he also faced these charges in the Governor Blago indictment that alleged he plotted with him to use the power of the governor's office to squeeze payments out of people seeking state business. So Kelly wasn't, you know, they were hoping, prosecutors were trying to squeeze him, they were hoping he would try to reduce his federal time by agreeing to cooperate and tell what he knew about corruption in state government. But he got more and more silent, and now, of course, they find him in this lumberyard, dead. And they're trying to go through the usual rigmarole that you do with the autopsies and all that other sort of stuff just to make sure of what it is that killed him. But it's believed to be an overdose for sure. And he was getting ready to, to go to prison. And they believe it's just a bailout move. And it had to do with a lot of contracts for a roofing company that he was involved with. And just crazy, 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 crazy stuff. Jerry is listening to us in St. Louis. Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, Kate. You know, I don't know how you untangle the Obama administration mess to make any sense out of it. But I ask God's blessing on you and our many like-minded radio hosts who try to keep us informed, that it must be mind-boggling. That's what I think.
Well, you know what? It is true. Every twist and turn, it seems, you know, one thing is said and then something else happens, and then I say this all the time, then they take it back, they being the administration. They say one thing, take it back, come back again, then that changes. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, I've never seen anything like the back and forth. Because this is one thing. Like, even if you completely don't agree with what Obama's doing, if I'm the president of the United States, and you know you're not going to be liked by everyone, even if you were pretty popular, and no matter you're Democrat, Republican, or whatever, there's something about these guys. And somebody I know said it best. It's like he's the guy at the keg party that wants everyone to like him. And so he says one thing, but then they come back and they do another thing. And then they underhandedly put things in motion and then think nobody's going to know. Like, I'm sorry, that's what health care reform was. How could you undertake health care reform, assume that you can hurry up and just pass it with nobody noticing, and just foist that on the American people and say, oh, by the way, this is exciting. We've passed health care reform, and now we have a public option, and everything's changing. I don't understand how you could think you could do that.
It's hard to make sense out of what he's doing, and that's why people are saying because he does one thing, and then he has to take it back because something else happens. And that's why people are saying you're not telling the truth, you know. So it's just hard for you guys, I think. It's mind-boggling. But what I want to just say something about the unsung heroes of 9/11, 2001. Mm. The New Yorkers, the people nearby, New Jersey people who traveled from all over our country and elsewhere, you know, the firefighters, the policemen and women, the emergency management, medical teams, all the volunteers whose health was damaged from the dust and the toxins in the area during the cleanup. And many of those good-hearted people have irreparable damage to their health today, as we, you know, eventually are finding out. I just ask our prayers as a nation to be for them also. And also, you know, I just ask God's blessing to protect us from any more demons in the world, i.e. terrorists for any cause. But here's what kind of irks me. Obama and his Congress have now renamed Patriot Day, our day of remembrance of these heroes, to Day of Service. Does Obama think the Muslim extremists who really hate any secular way of life, totally. I mean, they're extremists. They're not the regular moderate Muslim. They're extremists. Did he really think they did us a service by attacking our New York World Trade Center? How he can change our Patriot Day, our day of remembrance, to a day of service, it's just another thing that's just too much.
Yeah, a lot of people, Jerry, you take care there in St.
Me
Louis.
Too.
Thanks for the
God
jingle.
Thanks.
A lot of people went off on the whole day of service thing. And I, you know, basically how I feel about that is you should do what you want to do to remember the souls that were lost on 9/11. Because as I, since it was such a personal thing to me, when you think of the 3,000, I said this last week, it's not just 3,000, you multiply that because you ripped the families were ripped apart by what happened with the terrorists, and just in an instant, boom. And we know this, life is fragile. We don't know when our number's up. But I guarantee it's a peaceful, beautiful day. You're going about the normal routine thing, going to the office, going to the building, trying to make some money for the young family, because there were a lot of young families that were ripped apart by that. I think the saddest thing, and for me, this is where it really was rough and it really came home, in taking the train from New Jersey, you saw that there would be, you couldn't leave your car in the lot overnight. There was a special lot for that. But you saw all these cars that just were there, so you knew they were people that were in the World Trade Center that didn't come back. They were in one of the towers, they didn't come back, and their cars were there in New Jersey and Connecticut and Long Island, etc. Just all these cars where widows or family members or whoever would eventually have to try to claim them if they could to try to find the spot where they were. And, of course, they wouldn't know where they were parked, but just to try to go to the lot and find them because the cars were there naturally. And I think that on that day, because you multiplied the 3,000, including everyone in the United States, because all of our lives were changed forever. I mean, even young children, et cetera, the way they grow up and the experience at airports, for example, the experience in going to schools, the experience in a lot of things are very, very different from what I had as a kid, because now we live in different times. Let's face it, more paranoid times, scarier times. There's a bigger worry about the fact that we've been penetrated. Can it happen again? So I think that what you want to do is take, for me personally, it's at least a moment of silence, and it's how you want to remember the people who were affected by what happened, the families, the unborn kids who never saw their fathers, or, of course, because they were taken that day, just such a tough thing. That's why it's infuriating to me, and it's something that I brought up at the top of the show. In our last hour, if you were dialed in then, the fact that Osama bin Laden is just not found, and will we ever find Osama bin Laden? Well, eventually, I don't care if it's his body coming out or whatever, will we ever, ever, ever be able to solve that riddle? And who is it that surrounds him, that's protecting him? And will we ever, ever crack that? Because there is a feeling, and even the kindest person, if someone who doesn't subscribe to the theory that I do of the eye for the eye, tooth for the tooth thing, I think a lot of people affected by that day would love to see justice done and would certainly love to see that guy caught, no question. He ultimately was the master of that. He was the one who put that together, got the ball in motion. We know it. And the six celebrations afterwards, and, you know, even in New York, in New Jersey, there were people that were across the river, albeit a small band of people, that were pumping their fists with excitement, hooting and hollering, just thinking it was the greatest thing ever. You know, and it's like, if they have nothing to do with it, but they just think it's so great that America's so cracked, I'd say, get out of our country then. Leave. You don't deserve to be here. Go back to the Middle East if you enjoy it so much. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. And boy, do we have a ton of odds and ends happening as leftovers from the weekend. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Fascinating new thing. You delight me, and I know you're speaking of me. Get beside me, I want you to love me. I'm surprised you never been told before that you're lovely and you're perfect and that somebody wants you.
All right, odds and ends, collectively what was a leftover from the weekend. This one is just sickening. I don't know why I even bring this guy's name up. Hey, everybody, by the way, Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on these airwaves. America Tonight, the name of the show. You can always send me an email, americatonight.net. And a big shout out to our friends in St. Louis. Okay, J.C. Dugard, everything that's gone on with her, and we know that 18 years in captivity, two children before she was even 17, just absolute sickening craziness, and I'm not going to jump too far down the path of this because I've already done it, but my whole problem is the parole system and the fact that he was, one, paroled when he was, and then ultimately how this was never caught, and how guys like this should just be put on an island somewhere of Never Never Land. And I'm sorry, that might sound harsh, but I don't care, because this should never have happened to this 11-year-old girl, and it did, and it's just absolutely sickening. No amount of money, therapy, etc., is going to ever completely correct these lives. So now, there was something that I saw from one of the, something I read from one of the shows, one of the television shows. Apparently, Philip Garrido, a client of Philip Garrido's, wants J.C. Dugar to tell the truth about the ordeal. So a client of this nutballs comes out and has the nerve to say that. Okay, this person's name is Siobhan Molina, and this was somebody who was in business with him, and says that, you know, they lived in, this woman is defending him, saying, look, she lived in the home, not in the tents and the sheds, at least the last couple of years, not in the backyard. They were moved to the house. And that they've raided, apparently, three of this woman's properties, and they're searching through her stuff for child pornography. So she's saying that she's been in the house, she's been in the backyard, she didn't see anything suspicious from what she could tell. The girls slept in the house, that, you know, that this was really true, that they were there, they were inside the house, and that JC should feel compelled to tell what truly happened, to tell the media, tell the government exactly what happened to her. What happened to her, you nut? I don't care, you're the business partner, and they're looking through your stuff. Of course they're looking through your stuff, because you had an association with this nutbag. So, give me a break with this. Tell the media and tell the government exactly what happened to you. What happened is this girl was kidnapped at age 11, didn't know this scumbag, in 1991 in South Lake Tahoe, just going to the bus, and she is held and raped repeatedly. She has two daughters with this guy. And so what does, you know, ultimately, what does that do to their minds? That's what happened. I don't care if they tossed your house or not. So this woman was a guest on the early show, and she said she knew him well, met the daughters, and watched them grow up. Oh. And, you know, said, oh, I saw them over and over. They were nice. They were polite. They'd deliver water when it was hot outside with their dad. They'd stay about 15 minutes. They'd go to the next place. Give me a break. I mean, just give me a break. I wouldn't even want to come out and say that, let alone, I mean, defending this guy. Oh, he's a nice guy. They delivered water. Well, why don't we wind the clock back, Siobhan Molina, and let's talk about what it was like to be as an 11-year-old and get picked up against your will, thrown in the back of a van, and then held in captivity and repeatedly molested. I'm sorry, that I don't care if it looked like a nice family to you. This was not a nice guy, and his wife was complicit in everything that happened. These are very, very bad people, and shame on you for going on a show and trying to defend yourself because they tossed your place, and they should have, trying to make sure there was no connection there, going through the DVDs and the VHSs, and then you come out and say stuff like that. What do you think? What do the people in Minneapolis in the studio think about this woman trying to get some decent publicity for this man and his wife? Exactly. I'm sickening. I'll tell you what, if I somehow was a business associate with someone like that, let's be honest, let's say it could happen, right? You don't know, some people you work with, etc. But would I try to clear them when I knew the heinous things that happened and say, oh, this was a great guy? I mean, not if the cops are asking you a million questions and you're saying, look, I never had any idea. I didn't know. I just got business cards made, or I just did this, or we did some things together. That's different. But to try to paint him as a good person, uh-uh. It's not washing with me, lady, and it's not washing with most of the people in America. I hope it's not washing with anyone, to be honest. All right, H1N1, where are we on that? Apparently the first doses are going to be due in the beginning of October. It only takes one stab or jab of the needle. Sadly, a Cornell University kid, among 520 who were diagnosed with the swine flu in the past 3 weeks, died of complications related to that flu. The president of the university released a statement late on Friday. This was a kid who was just 20 years old, and he died at a hospital. He was just one of those students. He lived on campus with classmates at a frat house, and you know, he had some other medical condition. The family didn't want to say what the condition was, so we don't know what it was, but he definitely had another condition. He died 9 days after he went into the hospital. So the university, of course, is working with medical people and trying to piece this whole thing together. What they've done on the campus website is they're telling students, if you have flu symptoms, stay in your room. Stay 6 feet away from your roommates until they're all fever-free for 24 hours. And the university, like other universities, well, especially when you have someone who dies, they've extended their hours for seeing the kids, and they're taking calls to make sure they can try to help anybody who feels like something's happened with them, obviously. Very sad about the 20-year-old. But, again, the odds of the influenza, et cetera, it's still not originally what was thought to be, and it depends on your medical condition because then it attacks your system much more aggressively, and unfortunately for him, he contracted that. How about this? Obama's speech last week, some people, certainly on the left, thought that this was an attaboy, and anywhere else left, you know, right of the left, thought it was much ado about nothing, no great explanations, and just more rhetoric. Well, a CBS News poll showed that Americans give him the best marks of his presidency, they say, on handling health care, but they're still divided over whether he's clearly explained his plan. Bravo. So at least if you think he was handling it correctly, I am so glad that people realize it is not a clear plan. Only 22% of those asked said the reforms now being considered would help them personally. Only 22%. The day after his congressional address, CBS interviewed a bunch of adults that they questioned in a poll that they did at the end of August. And just 40% of the adults approved of how he was handling health care, 47% disapproved. After the speech, 52% said they approved, and only 38% said they disapproved. But what was across the board is the idea that the majority, they aren't sure that he's met one important goal. You know what that important goal is? Clarifying what reforms would mean. Uh-huh. Yep, before the speech, 33% said he had clearly explained his plan. That rose just slightly afterwards. But 43% still say he has not clearly explained his plans. So bravo to you folks. You understand. It's still not clear. You know that old expression about crystal clear? It's very not crystal clear. It's very muddy. Very, very muddy. And that's part of the problem. I mean, there's nothing that's been defined here. And the bills that are being proposed just do not work. They don't wash. If you wanted to start from scratch, I'd be much more on board. Start from ground zero, rework this whole thing, come up with a really good plan that could be bipartisan, then we can talk.